Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Sidney Crosby's great. Alex Ovechkin might be the greatest goal scorer ever when it's all said and done. But the total package of speed, hands, scoring ability, I don't know if I've seen a guy like that since Wayne Gretzky. Honestly, it's just unbelievable how good Connor McDavid is. And oh yeah, he's 23 years old.
In the middle of game 2, they interviewed him after the first period, and he's got that like level of determination that I like too. Like, there's an anger that is resting underneath the surface, that he knew how important that game was, and there was no way that he was going to allow them to get run out of the building again in game 2. And he had an incredible game, and he continues to have incredible games. I really like watching him. One of the things I don't like watching, Jay, is Blackhawks power play. What up with that?
Well, real quick on McDavid, by the way. I forgot my point. Never mind. Just go ahead and dump that, Herb. I sound awful. The power play is...
Make me a bicycle, clown!
That was yesterday. We were talking about what was going on with the Blackhawks. Is they could finish the Edmonton Oilers and find themselves in the actual Stanley Cup playoffs. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. But there is breaking baseball news. And breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Dell Technologies Small Business Podference podcast series, available now on radio.com. And that breaking news has to do with tonight's game. Here I was getting ready to preview Cubs versus Cardinals, and the Cardinals having been quarantined for 6 days and having not played for 9 days. They had a couple workouts, but this is from Mark Saxon, who covers baseball for The Athletic. He tweets, "Per sources, tonight's Cardinals game has been postponed due to further positive COVID tests. More details as they become available." So, looks like there won't be any Cubs baseball tonight. And if I'm the Cubs, I'm starting to be like, hey, and the White Sox, you're supposed to play those guys next week. I'm starting to go, are we sure that they need to be playing baseball anymore? And I don't mean the Cubs. I mean the Cardinals. If you got back to the point where you were holding workouts and then you found out that even more guys have tested positive for COVID, that's not great. So here's another big question about what baseball is going to do and whether or not any of this makes sense to continue doing. Now, there will be people that will say, well, look at what the Marlins have done. Like, they shut themselves down for a couple of weeks, and now they're playing competitive baseball and beating the Orioles in games. But I don't know how this is going to work. Now, I'm looking at the reporting. Like, this is literally happening. Like, if you're watching me on Twitch, by the way, we now have Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Hopefully, I have enough bandwidth to make sure that I can stay on the air and stay inside the Twitch. But I'm scrolling through Twitter as the show is going on. Like, this is literally happening right now. So I'm looking for what the Cubs reporters that are on the beat are doing with this information. And this from Jordan Bastian does a great job of covering the Cubs. He tweeted out, "Nothing official from MLB or Cubs yet, but this would be the first disruption of the Cubs schedule due to COVID-19 reasons. Updates as we get them." So it begs the question, like, how bad are things with the Cardinals, and how long will those things be bad? I'm not even here necessarily to assess blame on it, because I don't know if that does any of us any good. Although, what did you see Major League Baseball do yesterday? If you were watching games from around MLB yesterday, they put in a mandate, and that mandate was, we need everyone to wear their mask if they're not actually on the playing field. If you're not playing, if you're not fielding or hitting, then we need you to put your mask on. And I saw, for the most part, a lot of compliance. There were a couple of people that were playing a little fast and loose with it. But this is the part of all of this that is terrifying. That you still have in this, this idea that games are going to be banged. And I was looking at the reporting on how the Cardinals were going to make up their schedule. And the way that they're making up their schedule is, quite honestly, insane. Ann Rogers writes for MLB.com. She covers the Cardinals. So here's a couple of graphs from her about where things stand with the Cardinals before this breaking news that the game tonight between the Cubs and the Cardinals has been postponed, according to The Athletic's Mark Saxon. She wrote, "Major League Baseball announced how the Cardinals will make up 7 postponed games from last week, and the new schedule involves 5 doubleheaders. All the doubleheader games will be 7 innings long. The 4-game home-and-home series with the Tigers, originally scheduled for this past Monday through Thursday, will be rescheduled as 2 doubleheaders, August 13th at Comerica Park beginning at 12:10 p.m. Central Time, and September 10th at Busch Stadium at 1:15 p.m. Central Time. Both days were previously scheduled as off days for the Cardinals." Quote, "I think the more we play baseball, the better," Mike Shildt, the manager, said. "We look forward to the opportunity to play. There's no doubt about that. This group will welcome it with open arms," close quote. Rogers goes on to write, "The Field of Dreams game against the White Sox, originally scheduled for August 13th in Dyersville, Iowa, will be moved to August 14th at Chicago's Guaranteed Rate Field beginning at 7:10 p.m. It will be the first in a 3-game series with Chicago." So the White Sox end up having next Thursday off instead of playing the Cardinals in that game in Iowa. Here's the part that I just thought was insane. "And the 3-game series with the Brewers that was supposed to be played last weekend will be rescheduled as 3 doubleheaders during previously scheduled meetings between the teams later this season, September 14th, September 16th, and September 25th. At Busch Stadium, where the Brewers will serve as the home team for Game 1. Teams can have 29 players on their rosters for doubleheaders, and taxi squads may increase from 3 to 5. If the reporting on this is true, and you have more games than you have to make up, how? Like, how are you going to make these games up? I don't know. I'm genuinely asking the question because I'm not sure. You're running out of days, and we've been saying this for a month. And I go back to the negotiations that went on. And negotiations where there was a lot of game plan going on, and I say mostly on the owner's side of this, and you were trying to run a 60-game season in 66 days. And if it's true that tonight's game between the Cubs and the Cardinals is postponed, then that's another doubleheader that you have to put on not just the Cardinals. Like, that's the thing. This doesn't just affect the Cardinals. This affects, look at the, like, everything that I just read to you, the cascade of things that end up happening because the Cardinals aren't ready to play. What the impact is on the other teams. What the impact is on a team with the Cubs that right now might be the best team in the National League. Forget about what happened last night. I mean, don't forget about it. Trust me, we're planning on talking about what happened last night in Kansas City. But at some point, it becomes unfair to the Cardinals to try and field a team with replacement players and replacement-level players. And I know the Marlins had a bunch of guys that nobody knew, and they were winning games against the Orioles. But at some point, the competitive balance of your league suffers to a point where you can't make all of these things up. So I'm watching, as I'm doing the show, like I'm watching ESPN, and Jesse Rogers is reporting that at least one new positive, and I would guess that there's probably more. But that's what's scary. So the Cardinals they haven't played in 9 days, right? The team itself was quarantined for 6 days in a hotel, and then the last 2 days they've had these workouts to try and get themselves ready. And let's talk about the effect that it actually has on the Cardinals players who are healthy, meaning they don't have COVID. There's still concern about what happens to those guys with such a long layoff. Like, where in the quarantine, they're doing nothing. They're not working out. They're not at some site where they're keeping loose. Like, they're just staying put until you can find out what's happening with the testing for everyone who's on the squad. Like, this is another major blow. Like, this is one of those things. And I don't even know if I'm in a place, because I'd like to know more about what happened. I've seen all of the stuff that you've seen on, there were guys that were out, there were guys that were at casinos, there were guys that were doing this. Clearly, the commissioner of Major League Baseball would like for players to be more responsible, and I understand to a point where he's coming from. I felt that the way that he put that in front of all of us was ridiculous, where he's like, I'm not a quitter. Quitting's underrated. Sometimes you shouldn't just push forward with some of this stuff. But this is terrible. So our own Bruce Levine has said Cubs-Cardinals game has been postponed. More to follow. We'll check in with him if we can. And Russ Dorsey is going to be on the show at 1 o'clock. We were planning to talk to him about a lot of stuff, but I guess we can now add this into the mix of things for us to talk about. It's really frustrating. And it's really no one's fault either. It really isn't. It's just, I don't know how you're going to legitimize anything that happens in baseball if things like this continue to happen. I feel like it's completely unfair to everyone to have to scramble and make these things up. And I wonder what the people at Major League Baseball are thinking right now. I wonder what the Cubs are thinking as they're sitting there in their hotel rooms in St. Louis. At a certain point, do you even want to be on the field with the Cardinals? I don't have any good answers for any of this stuff, and I don't know if Major League Baseball has any either. It wasn't the show that I was preparing for us to do today, but we'll do it. This is why we're here. But now that it's a little bit closer, to the teams that you care about and that I care about, the Cubs and the White Sox, it feels scarier, doesn't it? When it's the Marlins or when it's the Cardinals before they have like a week before they face the Cubs and 2 weeks before they face the White Sox, it doesn't feel as close. Now it's right there. The Cubs players themselves are face-to-face with this. The Cubs as an organization are face-to-face with this. And I'm not sure what you do. Do you do what the Orioles did? And you like the grand opening, grand closing? And you get on the plane and you go 45 minutes back to Chicago? Do you do what the Nationals did and be like, we're not playing those guys? There's a lot of questions to be answered. A lot. So we will try to keep you informed as we learn and read more stuff. And we'll let you know what we know. This is from Derek Good, who covers the Cardinals as well. He reports on Twitter, Cardinals have one new positive, are now going through additional testing, contact tracing to determine if spread is wider. Fam, if we're here, what, 6 hours, 7 hours before the game, would you feel comfortable if the Cardinals told you everything's cool for tomorrow's game? I don't know if I would. We'll take a break. Back after this on The Score.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'll be deep in the cold, cold ground before I recognize Missouri.
Cubs and Cardinals game is postponed according to multiple reports, including our very own Bruce Levine, who joins me now on the Alpamonte Ford hotline. Alpamonte Ford has 500 new and used vehicles for you to choose from out in Melrose Park, or you can check them out at alpamonteford.com. Bruce, what's the latest?
According to Major League sources that I talked to, another Cardinal player has tested positive for the Corona 19 virus. Therefore, tonight's game is called off. They have to do further testing, make sure that everything and every part of the facilities and the Cubs are not in harm's way, and the rest of the Cardinals as well. So we do not know about Saturday and Sunday, but we do know that, as you reported, that Cubs and Cardinals are canceled for tonight. And I would say, that the weekend series is probably in jeopardy, even if it's only one. One means there could be more positive tests down the road, as we've seen with the Cardinals. And it's just it's a shame what's going on right now, but that's what we have to report.
Yeah, and Bruce, so the fans have an idea of what happened. Like, what did you see from the Cardinals as far as them getting themselves back to playing. They had seen that they had had a couple days where they were doing workouts. So you're right about the facility. Like, you might want to make sure that that's good to go.
Well, that's a problem because, you know, you have people going up and back. And now Major League Baseball has been really great about making sure that people that are in the home clubhouse stay in the home clubhouse. The visiting clubhouse attendants and security people only stay there. Limited amount of access to anybody. But, you know, deep cleaning of the Cardinal facility is probably the number one thing, Lawrence, again today. That more than anything else, plus a positive test, means that they have to protect themselves and everybody that's coming into that facility. And then, you know, moving forward, do they preach more caution and cancel the rest of the series? You know, I'd say all those options are on the board. I don't know if you have one positive test one day and then all of a sudden you feel the next day you're good to go. It sounds like it's a very up in the air situation at this point.
Yeah, that's kind of the scary thing, because you had 3 days where everyone was testing negative and then someone pops up as a positive, and you wonder if that was just an incubation or if it was a completely different person getting infected in a different way than the rest of the team. Do the other teams, what is their recourse? Do they solely have to depend on the decision of MLB, or are they allowed to say, yeah, we don't feel safe, we're not going to play?
You know, MLB, I think, has done a tremendous job of making sure that they don't have to worry about that, because I think they converse with the clubs, with the owners, the presidents, the general managers, to make sure that everybody is comfortable before they start playing another baseball game. So it's not the heavy hand of a big corporation or big entity like Major League Baseball saying, you must play this game. I don't think that's ever going to happen during this pandemic. I think there's great communication and cooperation along the way. And if anybody feels they're in harm's way, they're not going to play, and they're not going to have games. So I would say, even with one more positive test, and what you pointed out, Lawrence, which is the key, is that they worked out in their facility, you know, yesterday, that will put the, you know, possibly the whole weekend in jeopardy here.
Can you put this into perspective for me, Bruce? And we're talking with Bruce Levine, our MLB insider. The breaking news is that the Cubs-Cardinals game for tonight is postponed. We are still waiting to see what happens with the rest of the series. I think it was an interesting point that the Cardinals manager made about his own team when he was talking about the layoff for them. If, let's say, you're the Cubs and you know that this series is going to get postponed, what do you do to try and make sure that you stay on your schedule and you stay sharp for the next series? And I don't mean against the Cardinals, just the next time that they're going to play.
You know, you can always come back home. You know, it's a 45-minute flight, and you can work out over the weekend if that's what you think you want to do. You also want to make sure that, you know, everybody is, you know, they haven't been exposed to the ballpark yet, which is a good thing. I mean, you know, they just came last night from Kansas City, and they've been in their hotel. So we'll wait to hear what, you know, Tom Ricketts and Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer decide what the clubs should do. But for now, they're in a holding pattern in St. Louis until Major League Baseball decides if they're going to continue on with the series on Saturday and Sunday.
Bruce, I appreciate the time and the information. If you hear anything, feel free to get back on the air with us.
Will do, Lawrence. Thank you.
Thank you. That is Bruce Levine, who covers baseball for us here at The Score. And as I said, like, I'm scrolling through Twitter and everything and trying to keep up with what the other reporters are saying about this. Jordan Bastian, who I've said before, I think is really great at covering this stuff. He brought back a quote from John Lester on his Twitter account talking about dealing with the pandemic. The quote is, I think guys right now just want to keep playing. We're playing well. To get 4 days off with a Monday wraparound off day, that would be kind of, I don't want to say put us behind the eight ball, but guys are playing well. So it's like, let's keep running out there and seeing how far we can take this. It sucks that we're dealing with this, but it's the nature of the beast right now. And that's what I'm talking about with Bruce. It isn't, all of this stuff doesn't just affect the team that has the outbreak. And some people on Twitter were saying, well, of course you could totally blame the Cardinals. I'm like, I'm not comfortable enough with the reporting on what guys were doing to blame anyone for this. And I think that you could do everything right and still find yourself with COVID. So that's the point I'm trying to make, Texter. And I appreciate you texting in with this. But my point, if we are going to just talk about the baseball aspect of this, is that you'll have teams that, like Lester was saying, those guys then have to ramp back up because they're not playing on a regular schedule. And at some point, that becomes detrimental to the entire product. It's detrimental to what's happening with the Cardinals. It's detrimental to what happens to the Cubs. It's detrimental to the competitive balance that you have other teams that are getting ready to face the Cubs. It upsets everything. So it's incredibly disheartening, and you were wondering when it was going to be a part of the baseball seasons for the Cubs and the White Sox, and whether I felt like last week, and even a couple days ago, I felt like there were a lot of people around Major League Baseball that were kind of like, oh, well, we've made it through the worst part of it. The Marlins are back on the field, and we're going to get the Cardinals back on the field tonight. And then you realize that for 12 days, 12 consecutive days, there have been games postponed in Major League Baseball because of outbreaks with those two teams. And when you're in this space where you're trying to play so many games in so little time, and again, I want you to understand that I'm talking about this strictly from a baseball standpoint, because obviously the health standpoint of the players when it comes to COVID is paramount. Like, that's the most important thing. And that's why I was trying to find out with Bruce, like, what is the recourse if the Cubs don't want to play the Cardinals right now? A texter pointed this out, and it's a great point. And every team has some version of this, but you have two cancer survivors on the Cubs, and they were both going to be in the lineup tonight. Two guys that have weakened immune systems in John Lester and Anthony Rizzo. I mean, the more you think about it, and I know that they get paid and then people get mad about that, about them getting paid. Like, I do think that even for the salaries that they're making, what guys are doing to try to play is pretty brave. It's scary what might be out there for someone like Anthony Rizzo or John Lester or anyone else who hasn't weakened. I'm one of those people. Like, I have Crohn's disease, so I can understand to a certain extent the level of fear, and that there are guys that are out there doing it anyway. It's really, really, it makes you think, and it makes you sad, and all of those things. This is another update from Derek Gould, who says Cardinals are in the process of undergoing more tests, aggressive contract tracing, in order to determine the score here. Team had consecutive days of no positives, but also activities together. And that's why, like, the idea that, okay, well, you have a couple guys, well, they tested negative for 2 days. I don't know if that's something that should make all of us feel more comfortable if we're reasserting guys back in. This from Bob Nightingale: the Cardinals have played a Major League Baseball low 5 games this year, have now had 8 players and 6 staff members test positive. So that's where things stand. If I get more, and we'll talk with Russ about this at 1 o'clock, If I get more on this, I will share it. We were planning to talk with Scott Merkin of MLB.com. I mean, this affects the White Sox too. So I'm going to talk to him about the White Sox game last night and about what happens with this for the White Sox, because they're supposed to play the Cardinals next week. We will do that after a quick timeout. My name is Lawrence Holmes. You're listening to The Score.
In the left field, Eloy going back on it at the warning track, now coming back in, and it bounces off the turf. That's a fair ball. Eloy gets tangled up in the netting, and Yelich is to third. He's coming around third on his way home, and he's inside the park with a home run.
Well, unfortunately, Eloy would tell you that he probably should have had that.
Yeah, that was a thing last night watching Eloy play left field. It has been problematic. I want to talk about that in one of the more bizarre inside the park home runs. I feel like G-Rate isn't a great inside the park home run park. Like, there are parks where, like, you hit it into a gap or something, or it hits off an angle. Like, you understand that they're like Arizona. Like, that place, Chase Field, like, that's a perfect place for an inside-the-park home run. Houston, like, the way their center field is, like, that's a perfect place for it. You never really think about the G-rate that way. There's huge news in baseball, and that news is that the Cubs and Cardinals series is postponed. I'm sorry, let me correct that. The Cubs-Cardinals game tonight is postponed, according to Major League Baseball. We'll see if the series itself is postponed. But they're not playing tonight. The Cardinals are also supposed to play against the White Sox next week. Scott Merkin covers the White Sox for MLB.com, and he's a friend of the show. He's nice enough to join us on the Alpamonte Ford hotline. Alpamonte Ford has 500 new and used vehicles for you to choose from out in Melrose Park, or you can check it out at alpamonteford.com. Merk, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Lawrence, I'm honored to be keep the HF connection going and be the leadoff hitter for another South Suburban friend of mine, Mr. Russell Dorsey, who's following up after this, right?
Yeah, how about that? That's pretty great. We got the mention. Steve Stone was making fun of us last night on the broadcast. All of us that graduated from HF, because we are Legion. There's no doubt about that. This breaking news on the Cubs-Cardinals series, as someone who's covered baseball for as long as you've done it, Merk, and in dealing with this on so many different levels, being able to be around the White Sox, what is covering baseball in 2020 like?
I mean, it's strange, but it's necessary, right? I mean, in terms of the strangeness, is necessary. You know, I mean, I think back to, geez, as recently as like March 1st, when we were in the clubhouse, you know, milling around, waiting to do interviews, going in there, you know, at 8:15 in Arizona and talking to people and getting Ricky after the game and that sort of thing. And now it's completely different, but it's what it's got to be, right? Because as much as we love baseball, and it's, you know, my profession and part of your profession, and, you know, other people make very good livings and support their family out of it, it's about life first, right? It's about society, and you got to do the right things. And, you know, there's really no reason to grouse, you know, like if you're waiting to get into the ballpark, and this has not happened, the Guaranteed Rate has done a great job of this so far, but let's say you're waiting, it's a longer line because you got to have your temperature taken and get your bag cleaned and everything else. And if you're grousing about that, well, that falls under the too bad category, right? Because it's stuff that has to be done in order to make sure that baseball and other sports, for that matter, well, I guess other sports are a little different because some are in bubbles, but, you know, for baseball, it's got to be done in order to play the games, let alone cover the games. But it's different. I mean, you have whatever control media had, you don't have this year. But again, it's all part of the equation.
The White Sox have had a couple of people inside the organization deal with COVID and recover, which is good. You had Yoan Moncada deal with it and recover. They'd done some testing with Ricky after he came back from California. So when it comes to the idea of playing games, knowing that there are other teams where there might be an outbreak, what have players, coaches, front office people told you about the risk taking that is going on, and how you can best try to take care of the people that are inside your organization?
Well, I think in a weird way, it's kind of like when people talk about a team facing a hot team, right? You can't, they always say, well, all you can do is take care of what you can do and then see how you match up against them. Now, obviously, a little bit of a stretch on that reference there, but I guess what I'm trying to say is I think they just are focused on doing the best they can to keep everyone safe, you know, to follow every protocol to letter. I know the Sox players themselves have done a great job of policing within the clubhouse. I'm not saying that it needed to be done, but I think made it clear from the beginning, you know, we want to get this season. We want to play this season. We want everyone to be safe. So let's be smart, especially, you know, situations on the road and that sort of thing. So I think the best thing they can do, you know, even Ricky Renteria has talked a couple of times about how he's, you know, just out of habit, out of rote, a guy's hit a home run and he's giving the guy knuckles. And he said, it's in this situation that seems so, you know, I don't want to say dire, but not uplifting all the time. It was kind of funny how he said he gives a guy knuckles and then goes wash his hands right away. So I think it's just that kind of thing. You just got to follow the protocol and just be careful. And even that sometimes doesn't guarantee 100% success, but that's the best you can do in this situation.
Let's talk a little bit about the baseball. Scott sure. Merkin of MLB.com joining me here on The Score. I thought yesterday's game was ugly. It was an ugly game by the White Sox. And I know that in the postgame, Ricky was talking about it. There were a lot of things that you hadn't seen thus far, with some bad base running and Aloy kind of being an adventure yet again out in left field. What did Ricky say about the performance last night?
Yeah, I would say Ricky said it was, you know, not a good effort. He said he's not going to sugarcoat it, and I would agree with him on that. I think yesterday, you know, I mean, geez, they only played about 13. They're 7-6 right now. Yesterday was the worst game the Sox have played this year, and I understand that, you know, Minnesota beat them up pretty good on opening day and in the third game of the season, and, you know, they didn't get some key hits in that Cleveland doubleheader sweep, but I think yesterday was the first game, not taking anything away from Milwaukee, who I think, you know, when they're close to 100% is a pretty solid team. But I think that was a game yesterday where the Sox just did not play well. And you're going to have those. Even in a 60-game season, you can't be perfect. The key thing, I think, especially in a 60-game season, is you can't, when you have the talent the Sox do, you can't let one game like that become like 3 or 4 in a row like that, or like 8 of 10 like that, where, you know, it suddenly becomes a streak. You know, eventually you're going to hit one of those games, and it just was one of those days for the White Sox where you're right. You know, the base running wasn't great. They had the rough defensive play from Aloy out in left field. You know, Gio Gonzalez escaped some, you know, the first 2-3 innings. I think he had 2 guys on in every inning in the first 3. And then an inning in the 5th where he didn't pitch so bad is when he got the 4 runs right. Given up. You know, so, I mean, and they didn't hit. You know, and they didn't hit in the last 2 games. I give a lot of credit to Adrian Hauser on Wednesday night, who I think did a nice job shutting down the White Sox. But it was just one of those days that I think you just kind of say, okay, you learn from it and then just toss it away because it just wasn't a good game for them.
Yeah, you had the kind of nonchalant Abreu error too. Like it was really, really a bad showing by the White Sox. Let's talk about Aloy.
Sure.
Obviously, he's been putting in the work, and you've written about it on MLB.com and WhiteSox.com with trying to become a left fielder, like he doesn't have to be a Gold Glover. He just has to be able to catch the ball. What are the White Sox, what have they been doing with him over the last year to try and improve his play in left?
Well, I think it's the White Sox and Aloy himself. You know, as you see from some of the Zooms that, you know, he's been on this year and even some of the interviews he did last year, even times when he was hurt, the guy is exceedingly upbeat and just kind of loves playing baseball, but in the same sense wants to be really good and wants to be more than just a dynamic offensive force, which he's already shown he is, even in, you know, a small-ish sample size. And one of the things that Rick Renteria has told us and Aloy has told us is that Aloy wants to be a 9-inning guy. You know, he does not want to get replaced in the 7th, 8th, or 9th inning when they're winning, you know, for someone who's a little better defensively. You know, he's worked hard. He works a lot with Darryl Boston, who's their first base coach, but also works with the outfielders. And I believe Darryl Boston and Ricky said last year that it got to such habit and such a point that Aloy would come in every day and get Debo. You know, it wouldn't even be that, like, Darryl would go and say to him, okay, it's time for the work. Aloy was ready to go. So he wants to be good. And let's be honest, you know, he's 23 years old, and he's kind of a work in progress out there. And, you know, you're going to have plays like last night. Unfortunately, the play with Yelich last night probably got accentuated because he ends up falling in the net and then can't get out of the net right away. And then it tied the game where, you know, it was not a routine play, but it's a play, I think, as Steve Stone said on the broadcast, the clip you played, should have been made. And instead of it being a tie game, it's two outs, nobody on for Gio Gonzalez in that inning. So, you know, he's working. He's working to get better. And they're certainly not going to give up. And, I mean, you know, Ricky said that he believes he can be, you know, even a gold glove caliber defensive player out there. I'm not sure if that's going to be the case. But, you know, I don't think they're ready to just say, okay, you know, he had a bad play. He's had a couple plays going into the fence where he hasn't read it very well and, you know, has hurt himself in the process. We're done with him and left. They believe that he's going to develop and they believe he's going to get better.
Well, that's my concern, Merk. My concern isn't even a play like yesterday, and it's ridiculous, and we can laugh at Aloy, and he can probably laugh at himself for all of that stuff. My concern is he's hurt himself multiple times now. Like, physically, like, he's ended up having to miss time or miss games in left field. Where do they think he can be better? Like, what is it? Is it him tracking the ball off the bat? Is he not seeing it well? Does he need to work on a first step? Like, what are the things that they feel like he could do better?
Well, I think, first of all, it's everything, I think, right? I mean, I think if it was one thing that they could focus on, they would just hone in on that. But I think he has gotten a little better. I think you look, and I think the problem is you see these issues that end up being like big news stories. For instance, when he ran into the wall chasing Griner's home run last year for Detroit, that was in April, I think. And then right after the All-Star break where he collided with, I guess, kind of a collision with Charlie Tilson and was out for a while with like an ulnar nerve bruise. And then again this year when he was chasing down Jake Cave's grand slam. So, but I think overall he is a better left fielder. Is he going to make people forget about Ichiro as a defensive outfielder? No, that's not the case. But I think he's improving, and I also know he's 23. So, Lawrence, I believe they're working on everything with him. They're working on everything to get better, just sharpening the whole game. I don't think there's one specific thing that, you know, they say, well, he's really not good at this, we got to fix this. I think it's just an overall development to make him at least, you know, a solid defensive left fielder out there.
All right, let's talk about the other 23-year-old, Luis Robert.
Yes.
Clearly, this guy is got a lot of talent. We saw that last night that he's still a young guy, and now I think we're getting like a small like detail on how people are going to try to get him out. They're going to go low and away. They're going to see if they can get him to chase.
Sure.
That's a rough night for a young guy to deal with. How do you expect he will try to bounce back from it?
I think it's a rough night only in that the difference between him last night and the other games is he chased some pitches out of the zone, you know, which he really hadn't done consistently in one game in the first 12. But again, he's a young guy. You know, he's a young guy who this is his first big league experience and really has had one full season as a professional baseball player over in the United States, because he had so many injuries in 18 that I think he had 155, maybe a little more than that, plate appearances. So, I mean, he's still learning too, but I mean, geez, he's a dynamic presence in pretty much every aspect of the game. And I think, you know, there's going to be slumps. I think there's going to be times where he goes 1-for-15 and maybe strikes out 10 times because he's an aggressive guy. But in the same sense, he's impressed me, and I don't know what you think on this, to the point so far where that I've seen a couple of these at-bats that happened last night that start off 0-2, and he chases a couple of pitches, off-speed pitches that are way out of the zone, and you're like, okay, this is going to be a quick at-bat. Next thing you know, it's 3-2, and he punches a single to right or lines one back up the middle. And you don't see that from young players all the time. So I think, again, last night was just part of a bad game overall for the Sox. He chased quite a few pitches out of the zone. He struck out 4 times. That's going to happen. I believe he has the confidence that he's just going to, you know, bounce back. And even if it's not today or tomorrow, it's not like all hope is lost. This is just a blip, and he'll be back very soon to what we've seen him so far.
Merk, I appreciate the time and you jumping on. I'm sure that you're probably going to have to chase this Cubs-Cardinals story too, because it may end up affecting the White Sox. Thanks for your time, and I'm going to let you get back to work.
All right, Lawrence, anytime. Take care.
That's Scott Merkin, who covers the White Sox for MLB.com and WhiteSox.com. We're going to talk with Russ Dorsey, our buddy. He covers the Cubs for the Sun-Times. He's in St. Louis, I believe. I think.
Well, he just tweeted out that he's on his way. He's in Blono right now.
Oh, Lord. So I wonder if he's just going to stop and wait. Like, do you just stop and wait and then turn? You hang out where Mark Grody and Chris Ronji were doing their college thing. And shout out to everyone down at Illinois State. And then maybe just turn around. Well, we will talk with him about what happens next and what he's hearing hopefully he pulls over into like a Hardee's or something down there, and then we could just talk with him about all of this. We'll do that next here on The Score.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.